The National Party says it's outrageous the details behind the arrival of a New Zealand woman linked to Islamic State are not being disclosed. Suhaira Aydin and her two children were detained by Turkey after trying to illegally cross the Syrian border. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says police and other agencies are involved in planning their return. However, specific details, including when they will arrive in New Zealand and what security arrangements will be in place, have not been made public. National's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Gerry Brownlee is with us now for more on this. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
What is it that you are most concerned about here? There's an element of trust, isn't there, in the security services and this process, as the Prime Minister outlined yesterday?
Well, you could take that view, but you could also take the view that this is a person who hasn't lived in New Zealand for a very long time, left Australia to join an organisation that was hell-bent on destroying the way of life that we enjoy in this country and like-minded countries, and clearly has been quite close in to the ISIS structure. And I just think, given that we have a lot of anti-terrorist laws in New Zealand, we should know exactly what the arrangements are for this woman coming back to our country.
What specifically arrangements are you talking about?
Well, when the Prime Minister talks about the police involvement and other security services involvement, what is that? I don't think it's unreasonable that we know. The fact is, in a small country, if she goes to a place like Hamilton, it won't take very long for people to work out where she is and what's going on. There's been some talk about those children wanting to go to school, and I don't think we should visit the sins of the parents on the children by any matter of means, but we do have to, I think, recognise that Oranga Tamariki take kids off parents all the time because they're bad people. Is that the case here? And the other thing, of course, is how do we know she's de-radicalised and not still wanting to perpetrate?
Okay. Putting aside this case for a second, what we do know is that there are laws, as you mentioned yourself, there are laws in this country for dealing with these types of scenarios. And again, I come back to the issue of trust. You've been in government. You know how the security services operate. You know that there is a need for legal requirements and security arrangements, these sorts of things. It comes back to the issue of trust. The Prime Minister said yesterday that they can't make them public for legal and operational reasons.
What are those legal reasons? I don't think that's been clearly explained. And I don't think there are any legal prohibitions on more detail about the cost of this repatriation being known. Look, let's be very clear. There are 11,000 people in this country right now on temporary visas who are in the country, working, came here because they have something to offer, who are now being told that they may have to leave very shortly. Yet this woman comes straight out of a terrorist organisation, deported from Turkey, and gets somehow free passage
okay.
for a whole lot of support. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Are you saying that the government has not done the right thing by repatriating this woman?
I'm not getting into that because the negotiations with Australia clearly didn't work. Australia haven't been sitting at the table wanting to share a problem.
No, I understand the Australian issue, but just a straight question of, should New Zealand have taken this woman and her two children or not? Yes or no?
I'm not going to answer that because the question is, should we have had legislation similar to Australia that says that if you leave the country to join a terrorist organisation, you effectively abandon your citizenship? And I think the fact that we don't has got us into this position.
Fair point, but I'm a bit confused. Because your deputy leader this morning, Mr. Brownlee, told First Up that the government is doing the right thing by repatriating the woman.
Well, that's because that's what they have to do. All I'm saying is, tell us more about that repatriation.
No. You just said that you wouldn't say whether or not it was the right thing to do or not.
Well, I didn't want to get into whatever the balance of this interview is about that particular aspect. There are a number of things that I think are important.
I understand that, but it's a little bit confusing for New Zealanders if your deputy leader is supporting the move and then you're not saying whether you will or you won't.
I just said there is no choice. And don't try and confuse it or make it something it's not. This is a terrorist, a person who has been party to some terrible atrocities.
What evidence is there that she is a terrorist? She's an alleged terrorist. There's no charges, there's no evidence of that at all.
Then what is the nature of the deportation?
Well, this is the thing. The police are investigating. Well, she has not been charged with any terrorism.
No, come on, don't be silly, Corin.
Not being silly. That is the facts of the matter.
You're being very excited and a little bit over the top. The fact is she's being deported from Turkey for a reason. Now, there must be some sort of evidential basis there that give the Turkish authorities, because they're not a silly government, they're quite an organised state, to actually decide that she needs to be deported. So why can't we know that?
So that is your main gripe with the Prime Minister. I'll come back to the statement she made yesterday, arguing that there are legal reasons and operational reasons, but there's an assurance there that New Zealanders will be safe. I mean, we have to trust. We're asked to trust the security services in New Zealand all the time. That we don't know a lot of what is going on. This is no different, isn't it?
Look, in most cases, that would be a fair thing. In most cases. But this has been very public for a very long time. New Zealanders did get to see that some of the activities of ISIS and just how evil that was. They also supported New Zealand military going to Iraq to train Iraqi soldiers to defeat ISIS. We are still part of the international cooperation determined to defeat that particular terrorist organisation. And I think when we've got one of their members coming back to this country, claiming on the basis of citizenship, we need to know a little bit more about that repatriation.
And do you believe that there should have been the issue should have been looked at in terms of the children, whether they should have been allowed to come back but not here?
Well, there's a question about whether the children are Australian citizens or New Zealand citizens, I understand, or some other citizenship. They obviously come here because they're coming with their mother. But we've heard a lot about the terrible circumstances those children have been living in. That is the choice their mother made. And I think we would not want to be at all pernicious on those children. And we do have to make sure that when they come back into New Zealand, they do get a fair shot at the assimilation that's claimed. And that would mean being certain that their mother was no longer a radicalised Islamist state supporter.
Okay, just very finally, have you had a briefing on this, or will you seek a briefing from the Prime Minister? Often that happens between the opposition and the government on sensitive issues.
We've known that that she was coming, and we were told last Friday that she'd be coming this week.
Gerry Brownlee, thank you very much for your time. National's Foreign Affairs spokesperson.